We are about to begin Simin Shin Ayin Dalid, and we'll be doing the first Sif. So we have the halacha that if you have two chatseris next to one another, if they have a doorway between them, so they have a choice that they can either be ma'ariv together, that means all the bottom of one chatser together with all the bottom of the other chatser, they could be ma'ariv together, and this way you can carry the kelim that were shovis in the bottom of chatser aleph into chatser beis on Shabbos. Or they can choose to make separate Erevin, so you can carry the kelim of Chatzar Aleph and Chatzar Aleph, the kelim of Chatzar Beis and Chatzar Beis, but you couldn't carry from one to the other. So, Irvu Derech Chalon o Pesach Shebeinayim, they made an Erev on the basis of the Pesach or the Chalon that was between them. We saw that a Chalon works. The Nistam B'Shabbos, and the middle of Shabbos it was Nistam. The middle of Shabbos it got closed. So the problem is that they all made an Erev. The Erev is now in one of the houses, in one of the chatzeres, and the other one is separated from it. How could their Erev for everybody together work when they are now two distinctly different chatzeres? The halacha nevertheless is mutarim lishtamish their gova hakosel v'chorav. They are allowed to use it. In other words, they can, even though it's now sealed off, they can find any way they want to get from one chatzer to the other. The halachi is that once Shabbos came in a matziv that they were one chatzer, even though they were divided into two chatzeres in the middle of Shabbos, the Erev works. That's the rule that if Bein HaShmashes, it was a good Erev, it will not become usur in the middle of Shabbos. The Mechaber goes on, Vafilu im Erev Lashana. Even if, let's say you made an Erev for a year, and in the middle of a weekday it became Nistam, and then it was opened up on Shabbos, so the halachi is, Chazar Erev Lehetero, the Erev goes back to its original heter. So these are two distinctly different cases. The first case was that when Shabbos came in, it was good. The second case was that when Shabbos came in, it wasn't good, but it was good many Shabbosos ago. And the Mechaber says that in either case, it's good, and the Ramah added something to that. And the Ramah says, Vafilu sosmo b'mezid, even if you were sosimit b'mezid. Now the Magen Avraham wants to be machmir, that in a case where it was niftach b'Shabbos, but you were sosimit b'mezid, that it doesn't work. That means if you were sosimit b'mezid, and when Shabbos came in, it wasn't there, you didn't have a Pesach, then it's like your das was to be sosim the Pesach. If then it became niftach again, the Magen Avraham would hold it doesn't work, and the Bir Halacha comes out like that. He says, v'chein roi lino glamaisa. But he says that if his kavana was to be sosimit only temporarily, then the halacha is that if it was niftach b'Shabbos, it would be good according to everybody. Further, Ula HaRambam, Ein Mutter L'Taltol El Kol Achas Li'atzma, Avol Mizu L'Zu Lo. The Rambam learns that all we gain by this halacha, the Rambam is going back now on the halacha where it was Nistam on Shabbos. You see, in the cases where it opened up again on Shabbos, L'maisa now it's one chatzer. But in a case where it was Nistam in the middle of Shabbos, so right now it's not one chatzer, it's two chatzeres. The Rambam learns that the heter of Bein HaShmashes is that each one's Erev is considered like it's a good Erev, and we don't say, well, now that my Erev is in a bias and the other chatzer, it doesn't work. But this, that the Erevin should work for the two chatzeres, when the two chatzeres remain two chatzeres, that the Rambam holds doesn't work. So again, the Rambam is being cholik only with the first halacha, where it was Nistam on Shabbos, and we're relying on the heter that Bein HaShmashes it was good. There, the Rambam saying, no, Bein HaShmashes will be machshir, the Erevin for each chatzer, but the fact that it was open, Bein HaShmashes, doesn't help me in separating the two chatzeres from one another. Now, with regard to this machlokas, the Ikar HaDin is not like the Rambam, it's like the first day. In a case where the mechitzas got ruined during the week, and in the middle of Shabbos, a non-Jew comes along and is metaken it. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, the particular case he's talking about is not a case of two chatzeres and the Pesach in between got nistan. That's mefurish in this halacha. What he's talking about is a case where you made an erev chatzeres on the basis of the fact that you united a whole bunch of houses by way of tzuras haPesachs, the way we normally do when we make city erevin. In the middle of the week, the erev was down, and they didn't get a chance to fix it till the middle of Shabbos. They called in a non-Jew, and he fixed it. Says the Mishnah Brura, their erev chatzeres will work. We will not say that since Bein HaShmashis, there was no erev, this was not a chatzer, therefore the erev chatzeres wouldn't work. We say no. The erev chatzeres is good, so long as now the erev has been repaired, we can be somach on the erev chatzeres. Says the Mishnah Brura, even though we have no raya from here to that case, that case is more severe because the whole reshus disappeared when the erev was down. He still says b'shas atchak you could be meikel. This is halacha lamaisa. The Mishnah Brura is paskening that what happens if the tzuras haPesach went down during the week and was fixed on Shabbos. So the halacha is that the erev chatzeres that was made for the whole year still works. Now what happens if they only made an erev for this Shabbos? And in this Shabbos, the Erev broke before Shabbos came in. Since it was never Chal, the Mishnah Brura says that the Erev would not work. He brings the Nishmas Adam that is Mekel, and he is Cholik on him.